Hello, welcome back to another episode of Tell Me Your Truth. This is a late night recording for me. Late night meaning 8:30 because I'm a grandmother. And I don't function well past 8 p.m. anymore. So bear with me. And also, I'm still very much recovering from Thursday when I put out that episode late. For those of you who had not listened to last week's episode, I put it out 2 days late because it was incredibly hard for me to even muster the courage to talk about it because I've not talked about it at all, and it's something I've only just realized this year that I have been dealing with. And so that was a rare occasion where, well, I guess I don't want to say a rare occasion. I might do it again, but usually I try to have things a little more thought out before I bring them to y'all, but that was just an emotional vomit session. And for those of you who were not ready for that but listened to the whole thing anyway, God bless you. But I am still very much recovering from that episode and recovering in general, because I unfortunately have had another issue with my chronic illness crop back up. So we are back in protocol. So my diet consists of very few things at the moment. And I have no energy at all because my body is trying to recover physically. I'm trying to recover emotionally. So I don't really have much to give tonight, but I did want to come on and just kind of talk a little bit about what I've been feeling since Thursday and how things have sort of played out for me. And the fact that I don't think I'm anywhere near done processing any of this. I mean, I haven't even listened to last week's episode. When I tell you I recorded it and exported it and uploaded it and did not listen to it, I'm not kidding you. It was hard enough just talking about it. I had to take several breaks while recording and I just wanted it to be done. So I'm going to have to find the courage at some point to go back and listen to that, but right now it's not the time because I'm emotionally fragile. I feel as though I am being brought to another one of those shadow times, and I've said that this whole year was going to be a shadow year for me, and I still very much so believe that. I feel like it's time to dig a little deeper, but for the sake of figuring out why I do the things I do and what makes me tick as a person, like, is there something behind my actions in life that's more than just biological wiring or personality trait? Is this somehow linked to trauma in my life? Is this somehow linked to some emotional thing that I am unaware of that I have not processed in my life? And seeing as how I've lived 32 years and have only in the last 2 years started exploring anything that ever happened to me, I'm sure the answer is, yeah, there's a lot of shit you still need to work through. So that is where I'm at. And strangely enough, as I assumed would happen at some point, I'm on TikTok now, and I have been going through on my new podcast hosting platform, which we have moved from Anchor to Buzzsprout. So I don't know if that even matters to any of you, but it matters to me because it's really awesome that I have Buzzsprout now. Not sponsored, by the way. And there is a feature on my new hosting platform where I can create visual sound bites in a much easier way than I was originally doing it for TikTok. So I've been going back through every episode of the show and trying to find a little nugget in each of them to share on my TikTok page. And I, first of all, just have to say, I don't know who that girl was. I don't already. Like, that girl was so full of optimism and so full of just hope that her life could be something better. And that's wonderful. But I also heard several things I said and went, eh, that was problematic. So I'm just going to apologize already for some of the highly optimistic, problematic bullshit that came out of my mouth. In that time of everything is getting better for me. And I was riding a high, and therefore I was a little bit more inclined to the positivity side of things. But I'm dealing more in the realism side of things these days. And it doesn't mean I'm not a positive person. It just means that I'm coming to terms with the reality that this is a very fucking long, hard road when you are unraveling your trauma and when you are unraveling events in your life that have caused you to behave a certain way, to act in a certain way towards certain people in certain situations. Like when you realize how much certain events in your life have shaped your entire life, it starts to really shake you to a new place and put you in a new sense of, okay, we have some fucking work to do, right? And that's where I'm at. I am fully aware that I have a lot of fucking work to do. And so I'm going to tell on myself because I've been a whole ass hypocrite as of late. I have this wonderful episode called The Power of Journaling, and I need to go back and listen to the entire thing again to kick my own ass. But I have not been journaling. I know, for shame. It's a big deal. And it's for shame, slap on wrist, right? But I haven't been. Because fucking life, okay? Like, life in general. This whole thing with work being a thing now. Like, that poor girl didn't even know what the fuck she was getting into. Like, she had no idea. But my life is no longer the same as it was when I first started the show. And while that's a wonderful thing, it brings about a completely different type of lifestyle that I'm living now. And the things that I was able to do before, some of them are a little harder to do now. And I found that journaling just seems to be one of those things. And it should not be, right? I'm going to should on myself for a second. It should not be. But I have noticed that since I've stopped journaling, I've also stopped listening to my body, and I started allowing my priorities to shift into places that ultimately do not serve me and ultimately do not serve my physical body, which I just listened to one of my episodes where I talked about if I don't listen to my body, then that is not loving my body. And damn it. She knew what she was talking about, unfortunately. But, you know, life fucking happens and the wagon wheels fall off. And there's got to be a point in time where you sit down and go, okay, I'm riding on one spoke left of a wheel here. Life feels really fucking hard again and really, really just like I'm trudging through fucking tar, okay? And what is different now from then, right? What is different now from the girl who recorded the episode of The Power of Journaling, episode 2? What's different between episode 2 and episode 47? Fucking everything is the answer, the short answer to that. But the longer answer is the one that I am going to start unpacking, because for me and the way that I'm wired, when I go for something, I go all in for that thing, right? And when I started working and I started enjoying my job, that became a large priority in my life, which there's nothing wrong with that. However, I was struggling to prioritize literally anything else. And that's a problem, because the basics of it are that if I am not well, I can't perform well anywhere in life. And that's something I know to be true. That is something that's a pretty universal truth. If you are not well yourself, you have a hard time being well for other people, right? If you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you gonna love somebody else? Can I get an amen up in here, right? Miss RuPaul, Charles, we love you. So it's the same principle applies to your health, your physical health, your emotional health, your mental, all of that, right? Mental health, all of it. If you are not healthy, if you are not well, you cannot function in the world in a well manner. You cannot show up for people. You can't show up for yourself in a way that you deserve to be shown up for. And for me, personally, that starts with my physical body, because I am incredibly ruled by this physical body of mine and by my emotional state. That's how I was created. I am very emotionally ruled. I am very physical body ruled. I am not okay in my physical body when emotionally I'm not doing well, and vice versa. When my physical body does not feel well, my emotional body is destroyed. They are intrinsically linked to each other. And I have been neglecting my physical body to the point that I have not emotionally been able to drop in and feel anything going on in there. And back to my first couple of episodes, I discussed like one of the things that went offline for me was my intuition years and years ago. And for a lot of reasons, it was, you know, pretty well beaten out of me. And I always said, I'll never let that happen again. And I kind of have. And that has everything to do with the fact that I am not taking care of my physical body. My physical body hurts. I have pain that I didn't have a year ago. And that has everything to do with how I'm taking care of it, including what I'm putting in it. And this is not some fucking, you know, eat well, be well bullshit, right? That's not trying to feed you some line of shit. This is not sponsored by any wellness companies. That's not what we're doing here. I'm just explaining to you what the fuck is happening to me and what happens to my physical body and how that affects my emotional health and vice versa, right? So before you go clicking off thinking, oh, here this bitch goes, she's done joined some damn MLM and she's going to start shoving it down our throat. No, ma'am. It's not what's happening. Deep breath. It's going to be fine. So now I don't even know what the fuck I said because I just ADHD derailed myself. Hi, hello, here we are. We're recording a podcast. That's what we're doing. And we're talking about how you're not treating yourself very well. There we go, back on track. Thank you, brain. So we are back. We're here, focused. Here we go. I need different things than other people do to feel well. And that is something that I am struggling with hard fucking core. And this is a large part of my shadow work, and that's why I kind of brought this up earlier. Like, this physical health and realizing that it's intrinsically linked to my emotional health and my mental health, and realizing that I am sabotaging myself over and over and over again, and figuring out why I'm doing that. Like, what is at the bottom of this for me? What trauma is linked to my physical body that I am not allowing myself to get in there and figure it out right now? Why have I gone offline again? Like, what is happening? And I have a basic theory, and that is I've all of a sudden become scared again of what I'm going to feel once I go in there, because I know what I'm doing to my body is not okay, and I know that if I dropped in and stayed there long enough, I would be in hysterics because my body would be screaming at me, telling me to stop doing what you're doing to me because I'm going to give out on you again. Like, we're right there where I'm going to fail you again, and I'm going to make you sit down, and I'm going to make you take care of me. And I don't want to go through that again. I don't want to go through the full physical, emotional, mental shutdown where I cannot function, because I don't have a choice but to function anymore. And a lot of that is part of the issue. I have to be able to set better boundaries with my physical health, better boundaries with my schedule and my time, and do the emotional work that it's going to take to figure out why I won't do that. What is causing me to not do that? Drop back into my body and just allow whatever I feel to just come up and just let it come out, because I'm holding again and I don't want to hold. We've been through this. I've talked about this before. I would hold and hold and hold and then I would explode. And I've slid backwards. I've gone backwards and I hate it. I hate it. I hate that I have to get on here on episode 47 and tell you all that I've slid fucking backwards. I've slid way backwards. But you know what? This is part of being fucking human. Episode 2, I was riding on the high. I had figured out a lot of things. I was feeling great. I was connected to source, to spirit, to my body, to my breath, to my intuition. And I'm sitting here, episode 47, September 5th, telling you I'm not there anymore. I've lost it and I have to go get it back. And that sucks. It fucking sucks. But this is part of the experience, right? Healing, emotional healing and trauma healing is a fucking roller coaster. Like just when you think you figured it out and you're good now, you're not good, because you're about to hit another fucking hill and then you're going to drop and it's going to be a whole fucking thing and you're going to be scared to death and you're going to be right back in the bullshit. And here come the loop-de-loop, and then you weren't prepared for that, right? Like, you think you're done, and you're not fucking done, okay? So this is one of those things where it's like, okay, I see you. I see you. You're screaming at me, and you need me to pay attention to you. So that's what we're gonna do. And I don't know how deep I'm gonna go into it with y'all each time, because I feel like this is going to be there's going to be a lot of deep shit coming up in the next few episodes. And I kind of like prefaced this a while ago, but I don't want every one of these episodes to be so deep that y'all are like, fuck this girl. Like where's the jokes, right? Like where's her stupid ADHD squirrel stories and like where she can't fucking focus and she's way off track. Like what's going on with her? She was fun. Now she's, you know, fucking a bummer. But this is called, you know, tell me your truth. And this is part of my truth right now that I'm off track. And, oh, it sucks. And so we're going to have to talk about it. And that's just is what it is. We're just going to talk about it. And now we're at the point where my intuition it's turning off again. Like, I feel like this is one of those things where it's like final warning, like you're gonna listen to me or I'm gonna leave you again and it's gonna be harder to find me next time. And that's what I feel like. And so emotionally, this is very hard for me because I worked so hard to have all of those things back and be able to just drop in and know what I needed in a moment and know what my body needed in a moment. And I have lost the connection to that. And so I have to rework again to reconnect to it and work through a lot of emotion and pain surrounding that. And work through the grief of knowing that I've stopped listening to myself and allowing myself to forgive myself for that. And maybe this sounds like a lot of bullshit to y'all, or like you don't know what the hell I'm even talking about, and that's totally fine. But my connection to myself, my connection to spirit, to source, to God, whatever you want to call it, is solely dependent on me being able to feel my body and feel my emotions and know without needing to say anything what is right for me. And I'm losing that, or have lost it. I don't know. I don't think it's all the way gone, because I have enough self-awareness at the time to know that, like, okay, I'm feeling an all stop, right? So like, it's not, I don't think it's all the way gone, but it's very, very far away. And so I have to do the work of reeling that back. And what that looks like is very much what my 2020 looked like, which was deep diving every single day until I can get to where it is again, until I can feel it again in my body, until I'm home in my body again. And practically, that looks like getting back into my journal. And I am going to, well, not going to, I am currently on my diet protocol again for my MCAS, mast cell activation disorder, or MCAS disorder syndrome is interchangeable. So I am back on protocol. And when I say diet, I don't mean diet like, oh, I have to lose some weight. I mean like diet as in like, this is how I eat, how I have to eat right now in order to reset my physical body. And it is one of those things where it's like not a forever thing. And I've said before, I'm never going to tell you what this is. Because, well, and I don't know, that might have been a lie. I probably will tell you what this is, just because it helps you to understand what's going on with me a little more and like mentally why I'm struggling. But I am never going to discuss this in a way in which I make someone think that this is how they have to eat to feel better, because my body is 100% unique to anyone else's, and what helps me could kill you. So we're not going to talk about it in that sense. But I am focused right now on what my physical body needs so that it can feel comfortable enough again for my emotional self to return to it, and for me to feel whole again and one. And I have been disconnected for long enough, and I'm suffering in every way. And being able to recognize my physical and mental and emotional suffering from being disconnected to my body after working so hard to make that connection again, it's kind of hard to deal with. And so that's where I'm at. And I wasn't even sure I was going to be able to even say anything tonight, because I'm so tired. Physically, emotionally, mentally wiped the fuck out. And it's just a lot when I have to do these things. And I know it probably sound like a fucking drama queen, but if you had to think about every single thing you put in your mouth, and you also have to deal with basically withdrawals type symptoms when you have a diet change like that so rapidly, and purging your system of all of the shit that's making it sick. So I am not going to the bathroom, and then I'm going to the bathroom so bad I can't get off the toilet. And then I am wired with energy. And then there's times where walking from my bedroom door to the kitchen makes me want to fall asleep instantly. And it just, it's difficult. We're in this weird recovery phase right now of my physical body figuring out how to operate again in a way that it feels good, because it's not felt good for a really long time, and I've just been ignoring it. And that comes along, like all of that comes with feeling worse before I feel better. And that's where I'm at right now. I'm feeling worse before I feel better. And that's also going to be reflected emotionally. It's going to get worse before it gets any better. And I know this because I've already done this once. And I guess that's the advantage to this time, is I already know like what's coming. Like I know that this is not going to be fun. And I know that there's a lot of work to do. And I know that there's a lot of things that are going to come from this that are going to change my life and make more sense to the rest of my story for the rest of my life. But it's hard right now. And we're back into that thing of sitting in your own shit. And we've talked about this on an episode too. It's like I'm back to sitting in my own shit for a little while. I need to kind of do another one of those look arounds and go, okay, what has to die? Like what has to go away? What am I releasing so that I can move forward into this next phase of my life in the healthiest and happiest I have ever been? Because I know crazy things are coming for me very soon, like crazy good things. And I know that it's coming because we've had a really fucking rough year. And I know that usually these really shit periods of time are just crumbling everything to the ground so that you can rebuild something even better. And I don't know when all of this is going to kick off or when all of this is going to happen for me, but I feel that something is coming, and I also feel that I am not ready for it. And part of being ready for it is recognizing that I am disconnected from my body and I need to get reconnected so that I know when the time comes what to fucking do. And that I know how to feel safe in my body again and how to feel okay in my body again. I'm out of my body again. I'm everywhere but in here. And I have to get back in here. And so that's what we're going to spend some time doing. And between now and next week, I will give you an update. And I'm going to also be somehow keeping myself accountable for my journaling. So we're going to figure out how that's going to work out. But I definitely need some accountability help at this point, because I am exhausted. And fatigue is the number one thing that will get me to say fuck it to literally anything I'm trying to do to make myself better. And so that's the stage we're in, is the fatigue stage. And so it's really hard for me to just not say, to not just say fuck it and quit. I almost did the other day, because I had to go through the drive-thru for my kids because they were begging me for fucking McDonald's. And I was like, fine. And I was by myself, and I had to look at the menu, remember what all of it tasted like. I ate one fry, one French fry, and then called it a day. Not to lie, I ate three French fries, but you know what I mean. And that's really all I ate. I ate three French fries from McDonald's, and that was it. And that was like massive fucking progress for me, because I normally would have just caved and got the chicken nuggets and eaten them and then felt like fucking garbage afterwards. Not that there's anything wrong with chicken nuggets, because you know a bitch love her some chicken nuggets, but the chicken nuggets don't love me back, especially not from McDonald's. Nothing intrinsically inherently wrong with McDonald's or chicken nuggets. My body just doesn't like McDonald's. It gets mad at me when I eat it, but I like it anyway, and that's one of the ways that I am dishonoring my body, is by continuing to feed it shit it doesn't want. So that's my point. We're probably next episode, I'm just gonna fucking get it over with and get into what the hell this diet is that I have to fucking do and why it makes me literally hate life, because of the level of restriction that is involved in this. But I don't have the fucking mental calories to go through this right now. I am going to let you all go, because I have shat on your fucking day long enough with my Debbie Downer bullshit. And hopefully next week we can talk about this bullshit diet that I have to do every time I get sick like this. And then maybe we can get to something lighter after that. But I make no fucking promises. Just all I'm saying is buckle the fuck up for the next several episodes, because I don't know who you're going to get. I don't know if you're going to get the bitch from episode 1 and 2, if you're going to get the bitch who was like in the middle of the whole thing, just kind of quit and said, I can't do this anymore, or if you're going to get this new and improved Debbie Downer bitch that you have today. Buckle the fuck up, because we're going to go for a ride, and I make no promises, and I have no GPS, and we're probably going to get lost a lot. So if you love me enough to continue riding, thanks. If not, I completely fucking understand. And this is your chance to make your exit. Because from here on, if you're in the fucking bus, we're going. Okay? I don't know how many more road trip analogies I have to do. Good night. I love you all. All the podcasty things, right? You know where to find me. All the shit's in my show notes. Good night. Thank you.